I'm Liam Connors in for Mary Williams. This week, our art hounds have found some life-size art at an exhibit opening in Burlington, a concert in Montpelier, and a production of Cats in the Northeast Kingdom. First, Janet Van Fleet, an artist in Barrie. She suggests seeing the new exhibit at Flindog in Burlington called Works Both Ways.
It's an exhibit of artists who are also writers. Especially fabulous are Bren Alvarez's life-size black and white photographs of immigrants to Vermont mounted behind an intense fence-like sculpture. Also Genesee Grill's accordion book with 8-foot-tall pages. The opening reception is this Friday from 5 to 8, and I'm sure it will be a great party.
Works Both Ways will run until September 5th at Flindog in Burlington. Next, Carly Abrams from Montpelier. She recommends singer-songwriter Mark Mulcahy.
Mulcahy writes songs that are both witty and insightful and was part of the American Songbook Concert Series at New York City's Lincoln Center in spring 2014. BCFA's Seated Show will give people a great chance to experience his talent in an intimate setting. The local band Anachronist will also be opening, and the concert will be included bar service for those over 21, but will be open for all ages, so it's a great night for the whole family.
That concert is August 2nd in the chapel at Vermont College of Fine Arts in Montpelier. And finally, Patricia Jacobs. She's excited about the Lamoille County Players production of the musical Cats.
I know this is Art Hounds, but I'd like to tell listeners about a production of Cats in Lamoille County this weekend. It's at the historic and air-conditioned Hyde Park Opera House. Lamoille County Players transforms 27 actors into singing, dancing cats, accompanied by a live 12-piece orchestra. They'll leave you saying wow and meow.
You can see Cats at the Hyde Park Opera House through Sunday. From the VPR Music Festival's guide, the Killington Music Festival wraps up this weekend, and the Manchester Music Festival is celebrating Friday Night Fever with auctions, music, and dancing. Find details and links to all these events at vpr.net/arthounds. And while you're checking those out, why not become an art hound too and suggest your favorite upcoming art event and share it with other VPR listeners.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, celebrating 50 years of funding for the arts with Vermont Arts 2015. More information is at vermontarts2015.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.